Given the current climate, as you know, WeCoach has launched a new initiative called Take 10, aimed at offering quick 10-minute segments of insight and perspective as we adjust to what's happening around us. Today, I have Nona Richardson, Executive Senior Associate 8D at Utah with me, and also an awesome member of our Board of Directors. First off, Nona, thanks for being here. I know you've had a lot thrown at you, not only with what we're going through with coronavirus, but now an earthquake in the past week. Tell us what's going on and how you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. It's great to be on with you. Yeah, the earthquake, that's something that you can't prepare for. Couldn't prepare for the coronavirus either, but at least we had steps in the process to help us adjust to that. But when you throw an earthquake on top of it that comes a little after 7 a.m., that's a whole different story. You know, a lot of Utahns have never been through that before. Me, having come from California, I experienced two before I got to Utah. But this one was a little uncommon for me. You expect them in California, but you don't really expect them in Utah. Even though we know we're on a fault, doesn't really hit you until it literally hits you and shakes you out of bed.
Well, and talk about hit you, let's talk about literally the coronavirus. You talked about some of those steps. I'm going to back us up even before we get to those steps, right? I just saw you, was it even 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas, we were at the Pac-12 women's tournament. Less than a week after that, right? Your men's tournament is first no fans, then everything becomes canceled. The dominoes start to fall. Stuff was being pushed out so quickly, media reports and social media. How was it on campus? Was it just that influx of information from the top down, and were you having a chance to communicate, or were your coaches and student athletes literally finding out at the same time as all of you?
Yeah, you know, it was a layered effect, you know, because fortunately we were on spring break as it was coming down, you know, so our kids who were not in season were off campus, you know, and our teams that were here, they were concerned about traveling. An example is our softball team. They were about to travel up to Seattle, you know, and Seattle is one of the hardest hit areas. So there was a lot of concern on their part and on their parents' part, whether or not they should go, whether or not the games were still going to be held because of what was going on. And at that point, nothing had been canceled. So our AD met with them the morning before they were taking off, got them all settled in. And so they actually did make the trip, but they did not get to play one game, you know, because that's when things started to be canceled along the way. Same thing with our ski program. You know, we were at the NCAA championships and we got 2 days of activity in, and then all championships across the board were canceled. You know, so you're trying to grasp all of this and grapple with it and try to gather as much information as you can and pull everyone together as much as you can, whether or not it's via Zoom or via teleconferencing, just to get out the information that you have at that time. But still, things are changing dramatically on a daily basis. So just trying to engulf all of that information and digest it is a little overwhelming.
I can only imagine, you know, obviously I think we're seeing many people be a little more empathetic to what's happening around us from a coach perspective and administrator perspective, because this is totally uncharted territory for everybody as we're navigating and things are changing so rapidly and more information's becoming available. You alluded to steps in that you have to help you process through that, like from an administrator perspective. Walk us through what that is and how that helps you navigate some of what's happening right now.
Yeah, all of it is communication, making sure that you're communicating with all the individuals on your staff, in your department, in your community about what you're doing. You know, so daily, the AD is on calls with the other Pac-12 ADs. He's on his cabinet call with the president's office. We're on calls with our coaches daily. We're encouraging our coaches to make sure that they know where their student athletes are on a daily basis. You know, we've got a small handful that are still here in Salt Lake City. So now it's okay. So we've cut that. We've closed our dining hall as of lunch today. So do we need to get fueling station supplies to our student athletes that are still here? So that's our most recent contact and output that we have, you know. But the biggest thing, I mean, everyone's antsy, so they just want to know what's going on in the department, in the country relative to NCAA, in their general vicinity. You know, you hear that California and New York are pretty much going stay at home. The city's pretty much shut down. Salt Lake City is probably about 75-80% in that same realm where they've closed restaurants. You only have takeout. They've closed theaters. You know, campus has been closed now. Everything's online. Graduation ceremony has been canceled in the extent that we know it, in the form that we know it. You know, so trying to find alternatives to that. But communication, first and foremost, is what is important, because there's still a lot of misinformation out there. You know, after the earthquake, you know, the rumor was, oh, we're going to get hit with a 9.0 earthquake next. You need to fill your tubs with water so that you have fresh water. You know, so we had to get information out to our student athletes that those were not true. You know, so to remain calm. But if you can go home, home is the best place that you can be right now.
Right. And for our coaches and administrators, you guys, it sounds like, are very still problem solving, solution oriented mindset. Some of our coaches are not, right? Why they're stuck to sit at home. Certainly they can engage with their teams, but they're not recruiting. They're not in game prep or match prep. How are you helping manage a new set of expectations for everyone?
Yeah, right now we're still trying to get everything set up for this first week. And so following that, the report is from my side and that I oversee, okay, so let me know how many contacts you have had with our student athletes and coaches the week before and what programs you have put in place to assist them moving forward. For example, our strength and conditioning area, our performance area, you know, they're meeting as a performance team to figure out how they can still assist our student athletes in keeping physically fit, especially now since you've got all facilities around them that have closed down. So a lot of it, if they don't have any kind of home gym situation, it's a lot of body weight repetition as well as cardio. If they've got bikes, you know, everyone can go out and run as long as they, you know, focus on social distancing. So those type of activities are still in place. You know, our volleyball program, you know, they have Zoom calls with their team on a regular basis. Beth will work with her performance team as well as her coaches as they did while they were on campus, only now it's not face-to-face. It's via other methods. You know, so a lot of things can still be accomplished that were accomplished when they were on campus. It's just in a different mode.
Except maybe nutrition, right?
Yeah, nutrition is and we're still working with that. Right now, started last night gathering information from my coaches to find out who's still on campus or in the vicinity of Salt Lake City who would need access to our fueling station. And so we're not having, and so I'm gathering those numbers right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to order bulk ordering of non-perishable items and have them pick them up and take them back to their living residences so that they at least have nutritional options to work with. You know, so that's what we're doing right now. And right now we've got less than 30 individuals right now that we have that are in need of that, because for the most part, all of our kids have left campus or left the city of Salt Lake.
Right. Let's talk about many of those student athletes, right? There, anyone in basketball and spring sports had seasons halted. How have you helped them cope with the range of emotions that comes along with that?
Yeah, we're fortunate that we have a great psychological services area. We've got 5 individuals, 3 of them are full-time, and they've got contact with each one of those student athletes, one who they had on their caseload regularly anyway, but now in addition to, even though they're not meeting with them face-to-face, thank goodness for FaceTime and Zoom, they can still have contact with them to assist them through the process. You know, and not only the student athletes, but our coaches and staff. You know, this isolation is a serious situation, especially if you're someone who doesn't have a family, you know, and it's just you. So trying to get individuals through those range of emotions as well, because you start going a little stir crazy. You know, I've got a great view out my living room windows, but I can only look at that view for so long without going crazy.
It's surreal. I think everyone is, you know, waking up and wishing the circumstances were different. Unfortunately, it looks like this new reality is here to stay for a little bit. I'm curious, you've been on a number of campuses throughout your career, a number of roles. In your time now, and how you guys handled this so quickly and were able to to pivot and make sure that everyone stayed safe and healthy. What makes you the most proud?
You know, I think it's the way that we have rallied so as not to miss a step. You know, the biggest area in our department that has to be held to the brim is our academic services. You know, because our student athletes, our high need student athletes, they're not able to have that face-to-face on-hand accountability contact. So now we've got to make sure, more so than ever before, that they are doing what they need to do, because academics, first and foremost, now is forefront in their lives. You know, we've got great APR, we've got great academic stories to tell, and we want to make sure that we maintain those. So our athletic director is no holds bar when it comes to slipping backwards on that. So our academic staff has been meeting via Zoom every single morning to update so that they can actually assist our student athletes in everything that they need moving forward. We got about 6 more weeks of classes, you know, before we finish out this semester. And we want to make sure that we finish out strong. Right now, we haven't heard of any issues that we're having, but still it's very early in the process because we've now only been in school for 2 days since spring break. You know, the first full day of online classes had to be canceled because of the earthquake. So trying to get everyone settled in is our number one priority.
Well, and 6 weeks is longer than, you know, some on the East Coast have less time than that. 6 weeks is still a good chunk of time for them to be online learning.
It really is, you know, and so every day that goes by, you get more and more nervous, you know, about losing contact with them. We're very, very fortunate that we've got an outstanding academic staff, and they are definitely student athlete centered. You know, I've been on some campuses where that hasn't necessarily been the case. I've spoken to our senior associate AD who oversees the academic area, and he says, Nona, this place is the place that I would rather be compared to some of the other campuses I've been on, because we are so invested in our student athletes.
All right, last question I got to know. You talked about that view. What's the best adjustment you've had to social distancing?
The best adjustment I've had? You know, I am a social person, kind of, sort of. You know, I'm an introvert-extrovert combination, but at least once a week, I like to get together with my friends, you know, and just talk things and do things. So I actually have a Zoom virtual happy hour today at 5 o'clock
with
some friends in California. So that at least gives me some cross-pollination with other individuals who I usually go to visit quite regularly. But right now, because of the shutdown, no one's traveling much of anywhere.
Sure. And I have to say, Nona, awesome. Appreciate your insight, your perspective. You gave some great suggestions, ideas, kind of as everyone is pivoting and trying to adjust as best we can, as quick as we can, to what seems to be the new normal. Please stay safe and stay healthy. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Megan. Really do appreciate it.